Hallmark Listening 1. Hallmark's history goes all the way back to 1910, when it was established by Joyce C. Hall. The company, famous for its greeting cards, is headquartered in Kansas City, Missouri. When Hall was in his teens, he and his two brothers started the Norfolk Postcard Company and sold imported postcards. Early on in the company's history, their office and inventory were ruined by a fire. From postcards, they eventually branched out into greeting cards, which they started making in 1915. One interesting idea the company introduced was displaying cards in racks rather than drawers, which, according to Hallmark, was the first time this had been done in the industry. In 1982, at the age of 91, Joyce Hall passed away. 2 years later, Hallmark acquired Crayola, makers of the colorful and famous crayons. Like Hallmark, Crayola can trace its roots back more than 100 years. As of 2019, Hallmark was a privately owned company with about 30,000 employees. The company's Hallmark Greetings division's products can be found in over 100 countries, and are available in 30-plus languages. In 2018, Hallmark generated roughly $4 billion in revenue. Hallmark Listening 2. Part of the Hallmark family is the 24-hour cable TV network called the Hallmark Channel. The Hallmark Channel is known for its family shows, and their website says their shows are seen in over 80 million households. The Hallmark Channel carries several classic American TV programs that enjoyed long runs when they originally aired, including Frasier, Cheers, and The Golden Girls. Kelsey Grammer and John Ratzenberger, who both appeared in Cheers, voiced characters in the very popular Toy Story movies. Grammer provided the voice for Stinky Pete the Prospector, while Ratzenberger voiced Ham. Hallmark is probably best known for its cards, and just a few examples of the special occasions that they produce cards for are graduations, Halloween, and retirement. Over the years, a number of famous artists have been associated with Hallmark cards, including Norman Rockwell, Pablo Picasso, and Salvador Dali. And even U.S. presidents have sent out Hallmark cards while in office, starting with Dwight D. Eisenhower. In addition to cards, Hallmark also sells products ranging from office accessories to books to items for babies.